Do you want to set your child up for success? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed to help them really understand and master topics in a fun way with positive feedback.
Well, I know with Eleanor, when she was struggling so much with math, if she had been able to do online learning at home, she would have been much better able to keep up with class, and that would have just made the whole situation much easier for her. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And Happier listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/happier. Visit IXL.com/happier to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
If you've ever been in the market for a new home, you know home shopping can be a lot. There's so much you don't know and so much you need to know. What are the neighborhoods like? What are the schools like? Who is the agent who knows the listing or neighborhood best? And why can't all this information just be in one place?
Well, now it is on homes.com. They've got everything you need to know about the listing itself, but even better. They've got comprehensive neighborhood guides and detailed reports about local schools. And their agent directory helps you see the agent's current listings and sales history. Homes.com collaboration tools make it easier than ever to share all this information with your family. It's a whole cul-de-sac of home shopping information all at your fingertips. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Hello, and welcome to Happier, a podcast about how to be happier. This week is a very special surprise episode. It's Take Your Sister to Work Day. I'm Gretchen Rubin, a writer who studies happiness, good habits, the four tendencies, and human nature. Usually I'm in New York City, but today I'm in Burbank, California on the Disney lot, where it's a little windy, with my sister, Elizabeth Kraft.
That's me, Elizabeth Kraft, a TV writer and producer living in LA. And Gretch, welcome to the lot.
Yes, I'm here for my book tour. And so I get to visit you at your office.
Yes, I'm very excited to show you where the magic happens.
Well, I've heard a lot over the years about the building that has the seven dwarfs holding up the roof. And we're standing in a beautiful outdoor patio, staring up at the seven dwarfs who are holding up the roof of the building.
Yes, and you just had lunch inside the building at the rotunda.
Yes.
At the executive dining room where Sarah and I eat all the time. So that's exciting.
Yes. Now I feel like I'm really here. This is it.
You've gone Hollywood.
Yeah, I know. So first of all, Elizabeth, what is a lot exactly? Like, we drove into this, like, we had to go through security and we went into a giant parking lot. But what is meant by a lot? We passed the Warner Brothers lot. Now we're on the Disney lot. What exactly is a lot?
A lot is where there's various buildings and warehouses holding sets. So there's buildings like we're in, which is the old animation building, which is just a bunch of offices.
Yeah.
But then there are also big sort of, they look like warehouses and they have sets. So shows are filmed here, like Black-ish, for instance.
Oh, okay.
So the actors all come here and they go in their sets, like, you know, the house set and whatever other sets they have are inside these buildings. And the crew comes and whoever needs to be on the show comes and they film the show on the lot.
Well, and the fun thing about being on the Disney lot, which is apparent, is that there's so much Disney, like the Mickey Mouse symbol is everywhere and there's statues of Mickey Mouse and on the walls there's like the drawings from different animated movies and like you really feel the history of all the people who have worked here and kind of the history of Disney.
Yeah, and there are also a lot of hidden Mickeys, by
Ooh,
the way.
Yeah, which, just like at Disneyland.
Yes, yes. And there's a lot of statues of Walt Disney as well.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yes, yes. Now, one thing you guys have talked, you and Sarah have talked about in Happier in Hollywood is like walking around the lot as a way of getting exercise. Do you actually do that? Or is that just like something that you did one time and now keep intending to do in the future?
No, we actually do it. We call it taking a loop. And we'll say, do you want to take a loop and clear our heads? And we will do a loop around the lot, sort of weaving in and out of the buildings. And we have the spots that we like. And we just like taking it all in. It makes us feel, just for just a moment, we feel that sort of Hollywood glamour, yes. You know, and the fun, not just the drudgery of like doing an actual job.
Yes.
So
yes.
We do. We take loops all the time.
Okay. So well, now let's walk. Will you show me? So we're here at this beautiful patio. We're staring at the Seven Dwarfs. We got a picture of Walt Disney holding Mickey Mouse's hand. And now show me some other sights
okay,
on the Disney lot.
I'll take you on a little tour.
We'll start walking.
Let's walk to one of my favorite spots where we're going to talk about our Try This at Home.
Okay. So, oh my gosh, look, the bike racks are in the shape of a Mickey Mouse head. Oh my gosh, that is consistency. Holy cow.
You love it. Oh, and Gretchen, take note, we're walking by the Disney store.
Oh my gosh. It's oh, yeah, the studio store. Oh, so you can buy anything you need with your Disney related paraphernalia. Love it.
A yes,
store
and you
on
get
the
a cast member discount. It's called.
Are you a cast member?
Well, I'm a sort of a cast member adjacent.
Okay. And now what's this coming up here?
And this, Gretchen, we have reached my favorite place on the lot, which is the hair salon.
Ooh, that sounds good.
Yes. Which brings us to our this week's Try This at Home.
Our Try This at Home is to consider convenience. Now, why does this spot remind you of this Try This at Home?
Okay, you know, for a few years now, I was getting my hair cut at a very fancy sort of Beverly Hills type salon, which was great, except that it took forever to get there. And as a result, like I only went once, maximum twice a year. So I think I've even mentioned this maybe on the podcast. I was never getting my hair cut yes. or colored. And it was just driving me crazy. And then I found out that there's actually a hair salon on the lot, like really close to our office.
But it's not a hair salon for like somebody who's going to be on a show. It's just for somebody who works here.
Right. It's for people who work here, and it's very reasonably priced. And they've got two chairs and three people who work there. And this is the beauty of it. They're open from 6:30 a.m. to 9 p.m.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. So people like Bob Iger, who's the head of Disney, will come get his haircut at 7 a.m.
Well, this is the thing about convenience is that a lot of times you don't even think about the fact that, oh, you're making a choice or like maybe you move or you get a different job. And a choice that was once convenient is now not convenient. And by being willing to think about doing something in a different way, you can massively simplify your life.
Yeah. In fact, I was just thinking about this a couple of days ago because I was at my doctor and I ran into someone, and it's a Beverly Hills doctor. And I've discussed how yes. much I hate having to drive to Beverly Hills, but I won't give up my doctor. But I ran into someone who was with her child and gone to a pediatrician in the same building. And she said, what was I thinking? Yeah. Why didn't I get a pediatrician in the Valley, which is convenient because you're constantly having to take your child to the doctor, but there's never anything really wrong with them, hopefully.
Yeah.
So convenience is key. Like our pediatrician, I'm happy to say, is less than 5 minutes from where I live.
Yeah. We can walk to our pediatrician, and it's just great to know you can just run there if you need to. For a while, our pediatric dentist was literally across the street. I mean, they were in the apartment building across the street, and then they moved three blocks away. And every time we go, I take my kids to the dentist, I'm like, I can't believe they moved. It used to be so amazing. We walked just across the street, and it's literally three blocks away. But it makes such a difference in how easy your life feels. And we've talked about this with gyms.
Yes, and we're going to talk a little bit about that tomorrow. Here's a little spoiler alert on Happier in Hollywood, the convenience of gyms and how important that is.
So I think that a thing to do is to look at your life, and this is where maybe you're going to be thinking about how you spend your time. When are you spending a lot of time in the car? When are you waiting a lot? Are there places where if you switched, I don't know, like where you get your shoes fixed, which library you go to. Is there an option closer to you? And so that by making something more convenient, you're more likely to do it. Because this is one of the things that I talk about in Better Than Before in the 21 strategies. One of the most important strategies is the strategy of convenience. No matter what your tendency is, if you're an upholder, a questioner, obliger, rebel, everybody's influenced by convenience. If you want yourself to do something, make it convenient. If you don't want yourself to do something, like you don't want yourself to eat ice cream or whatever, or check your cell phone, make it very inconvenient. But making something convenient does dramatically increase the likelihood that you're going to follow through.
Yeah, an example of this recently, you know, I mentioned that I needed to get my watch battery changed for like the last 3 years. Well, I realized there's a watch repair shop right next to my nail salon. Uh-huh. So I, knowing that, I took my watch and I got the new battery.
Well, see, and I think this is, you're pointing out something that I have trouble with, which is just paying attention. Oh, I see there's a hair salon here. Why don't I learn something about it? Or, oh, I'm walking down my street and I see that there is a place where I could get my sunglasses tightened or whatever it might be. So you need to sort of pay attention and look for those options to make your life more convenient.
Yeah. And you might think certain things seem set in stone.
Yes.
Like it never occurred to me I could change my hair salon. I just thought that's where I go. I have to live with it.
Yeah.
But you can make changes in your life that will dramatically sort of improve these little things.
Yeah. Yeah. So let us know if you do try this at home and how considering convenience works for you. What change did you make that dramatically increased the convenience factor in your life? Let us know on Twitter, Facebook, drop us an email at GretchenRubin.com or go to happiercast.com/137. This is episode 137 for everything related to this episode, including lots of images from the Disney lot. I'm taking pictures as we go. If you want to see those seven dwarves and that Mickey-shaped bicycle rack, it's on happiercast.com/137.
Should we continue the tour?
Let's keep going.
All right. Coming up, we continue our Hollywood adventure, but first, an ad break.
The weather's getting warmer, so it's time to say goodbye to jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and tees. I wanted to update my wardrobe without spending a fortune, and luckily I found Quince. Elizabeth, I got the Flowknit wide leg pant. It's very light. It's perfect for the summer. It packs very easily. I recently went on a trip with my family, and I took it with me, and they were just the thing to wear on a really hot day where I wanted to be covered up, but I wanted something that looked great and also was very comfortable.
And the best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/Gretchen for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/Gretchen to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/Gretchen.
When you're hiring for your small business, you want to find quality professionals that are right for the role. That's why you have to check out LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn Jobs has the tools to help find the right professionals for your team faster and free. And, you know, Elizabeth, I now work with a team, and hiring the right people is so important. It's maybe the most important thing. And LinkedIn makes the process of identifying and hiring people easy and intuitive. I know that when I've been hiring for my team, it's hard to find quality candidates to interview. And LinkedIn isn't just a job board. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. On LinkedIn, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Hire professionals like a professional on LinkedIn.
Post your job for free at LinkedIn.com/Gretchen. That's LinkedIn.com/Gretchen to post your job for free. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, listen, what's this?
Okay, this is a pedestrian bridge, which will take you from this side of the lot to the other side of the lot. It crosses Riverside. And this
takes, which is a major, major thoroughfare.
Yes,
so it goes across. It's like incredibly busy street.
Yes, and this walkway takes us into the building where we have to pitch. When I tell you I have a pitch meeting at ABC, that's where I'm going.
Oh, so the long walk to the pitch is the long walk across this bridge.
Yes, so you can see wearing heels can be problematic because it's not a short walk.
I would definitely have running shoes in my bag and switch like in the elevator rank.
Yeah.
So this location reminds us of our happiness hack for this week, which is to calm down by breathing out.
Yes, because as I was saying to you, I am often in a state of extreme anxiety when I'm approaching this part of the lot because I know I'm about to have to perform.
Uh-huh.
So even though I will have taken my beta blocker, as discussed numerous times on this podcast and Happier in Hollywood, we're still super anxious. So this is where we need to like really center ourselves, calm down, and remember what we're going to do.
Well, I remember in episode 10 of Happier in Hollywood, you and Sarah talked about pitching and the importance of pitching and how you have to mentally prepare and intellectually prepare and what you're going to wear, what you're going to say, who's going to say what. And one thing that has really helped me when I've been nervous sort of before speaking engagements or going on TV or something is breathing out. Because I used to hear the advice that you should breathe deeply if you're anxious. Have you heard that advice?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's so, the paper bag trick.
But so what I realized is when I was breathing deeply in, and if you're breathing deeply in, you can kind of almost make yourself feel more panicky. Like, try it. Breathe in quick succession.
Like,
and it makes you feel very anxious. And so somebody said to me, no, focus on breathing out. It's not the breathing in part that's important. It's breathing out. And if you focus on breathing out, it's extremely calming. It, like, forces you to sort of slow down. And then you have to breathe in order to breathe out. But I feel like focusing on breathing out is far more calming than breathing in. So I always think, like, do 10 jumping jacks and then breathe out. So okay. Keep your energy high, but then calm it down to a place where you're sort of in control of your energy. Because do you feel that sometimes when you're walking this bridge, it's just amping up?
Yeah, I can say I don't think we're going to be doing 10 jumping jacks on this spot in our heels. But I can say next time we take this walk across the bridge, we could stop and just breathe out for a moment
right. Before
we sort of go into the,
the big moment. Right. Well, I have a book event coming up very soon, so I'm going to have an opportunity to use my own hack by breathing out before I go out on the stage.
All right. Breathe out to calm down. Okay, Gretch, here we are passing Dopey Drive and Mickey Ave.
And Mickey, the intersection of Dopey and Mickey.
Yes.
Like, you know where you are when you see that sign.
We are approaching the old animation building, which is where my office is. I used to do all the animation here in the basement, where it would be completely dark. But now it's mostly writers and producers. So maybe we should go try to find Sarah.
Oh, yeah, let's see if we can find her.
Okay, here we are.
Oh, wow. Elizabeth, what is this?
Oh, this is, lining the whole hall up, coming up to our office. Or this is where they have pictures from all the movies. So here's like Little Mermaid.
There's some of the little mice from Cinderella, Dumbo with his big ears.
Beauty and the Beast.
Toy Story. That's Pocahontas.
Yep.
Aladdin.
Yeah, it's pretty cool, huh?
This is neat.
See this
These are stills from the movies, huh?
Yeah.
Ooh, Tarzan.
And they change them out periodically, so you get to see different ones.
Oh, that's so cool. Look at these. Ooh.
Oh, here's my office.
So, Elizabeth, it's your office.
Yes. Hey, and look, there is Sarah on her treadmill desk.
Hey, Sarah.
Hey,
yeah, so two treadmill desks, your sign that says relentlessly entertaining, which is your motto, your sign that says it's a fun job and I enjoy it. I mean, this is it. This is where the magic happens.
Yep, many empty soda cans near my chair.
yeah, and coffee mugs. I see that. Okay, now, so Sarah, can we pull you off your treadmill desk to talk about a Know Yourself Better question?
Yes.
Okay, Gretch, it's time for our Know Yourself Better question. And we have Sarah, my writing partner, Sarah Fain, also my co-host of Happier in Hollywood, joining us today.
And also your longtime friend from high school. I mean, Sarah, I've known you for a very long time since we were all in high school together. And you've been writing partners for 17 years. So you guys have a long history together.
We do.
Which is the perfect lead-in for the question, how does your partner influence you? Because there's all kinds of partners in the world. You guys are writing partners. How do you influence each other as partners?
Interesting. Yeah, we are kind of work wives.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Sometimes I feel like our relationship is, you know, more intense than my relationship with Adam.
Well, you probably spend more actual hours in a day together over the course of a week.
That is very true. Yeah,
right. So, can you think of an episode where like one of you had a deep influence over the other one? I mean, I'm sure it happens every day, but are there any big ones?
Well, I'm thinking of one, Sarah, the treadmill desk.
Ooh,
for sure.
Ooh, and I played a role in that one.
A big role, yeah.
Yes. Okay, so I came into your office. We were working on a show called The 100, and Gretchen, you had very generously offered to buy me a treadmill desk.
Yeah, well, and let me say, I desperately want a treadmill desk, and I've wanted one for a really long time. And then finally I thought, well, I can't fit one in my office, but I could give one to Elizabeth. But then I thought, well, you can't just giving someone a treadmill desk is like giving someone a puppy.
Right.
You can't just like send that without permission. So yeah, I asked you.
Yes, you offered, I accepted. And so I went into Sarah's office. At the time, we had two separate offices. Now we share an office because of our treadmill desks. So I went into her and I said, hey, I just want to run something by you. Gretchen's going to buy me a treadmill desk. Do you mind if we do most of our meetings in my office from now on so I can be on the treadmill desk? And Sarah said,
well, I can't just be the schlubby person sitting on the couch while you're walking at a treadmill desk. So clearly I have to get a treadmill desk also. And I think another element of you getting the treadmill desk for Liz was genuine sisterly concern about her diabetes wanting her to have like another outlet for keeping her blood sugar under control.
Well, this was a period where you guys were working so hard.
Yeah.
And so Elizabeth, because you know, we talk about the strategy of convenience, you were just working so hard. You didn't have time to go to the gym. You didn't have time to exercise. And so it seemed like, well, the treadmill desk, you could be working and exercising at the same time. And at a very low level, and that maybe that would help with the blood sugar issue.
Yeah, so we both got our treadmill desks. I influenced Sarah.
Absolutely.
And we got them, and we've never looked back.
No, and they've been, I think, an incredibly positive thing for both of us. It's been such a good thing for us to just, they're sitting there, they're looking at you. You can't avoid them.
Yeah.
And if you're not on them, you feel guilty.
But I think it's such a, I mean, if the question is, how does your partner influence you? It's extraordinary to think that you went to the trouble and expense to buy a treadmill desk, which was a completely unproven idea. This was like me, and I didn't have a treadmill desk. I had like a friend, AJ Jacobs, who's like, I love my treadmill desk. I'm like, fine, I'm going to give one to Elizabeth. I mean, it's like influence, you show how this is like the merest idea.
Can have
a really profound influence on people.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, and Sarah influences me, especially lately with healthy eating. Because you know, at heart, I am not a healthy eater. I am a hamburger and fry person.
That's, right. You're a mini chocolates.
Yes. But of course, once I got the type 1 diabetes diagnosis, I had to pay a lot more attention to nutrition. But even beyond that, Sarah lately has become gluten-free. She's eating a lot of just like whole foods, nothing, not much processed, if anything. And I mean, your eating has really influenced me to improve my diet, to add a lot more vegetables, especially.
Well, this is interesting because the research shows in something called health convergence, if one partner goes to the doctor more or quits smoking, then the other person's much more likely to do it too. If the one person, you know, uses drugs, if one person's drinking a lot of alcohol, then the other person tends to pick that up. Like, we're very susceptible to picking up the habits, whether for good or for bad, from the people who are around us. And clearly, like, a partner is somebody, whatever kind of partner it is going to be a big influence on you.
Yeah, and part of it is you want to, want to support her and what she's doing. So for instance, like it used to be if we were stressed, say, we'd go to Bob's Big Boy.
Yeah.
Say, we just deserve it. We're so stressed. We're so tired. We're so overwhelmed. We deserve Bob's Big Boy.
We talk each other into it.
The classic thing. Right. Now, I mean, wouldn't even cross our mind. Safe to say.
No, those
to go
days
to Bob's.
Are done.
I know, sad. I miss them. Yeah. I miss them. Now we're like, oh, a kale salad from Simple Things. Yay.
Yeah. But I mean, I think that this kind of influence goes beyond sort of health habits, because like Elizabeth, you and I are partners on this podcast. Mm. And one of the ways that you influence me is I feel like you're much more frank and forthcoming than I am. Mm. And I feel like you've pushed me to be more like that because you've influenced me with your example. And then also you'll encourage me. And since you're my sister, you know a lot about me and you can say like, well, what about this? And what about that? Or maybe you're kind of, you could mm-hmm. go further with this and be kind of more open about something. And so I think you've influenced me to go further than maybe I would necessarily go without your influence.
Oh, well, good.
Yeah. So I think that's kind of a creative influence that you've had on me.
And you've influenced me to be more prepared.
Oh, have I?
Gretchen's very prepared.
Oh, that's good. Oh, yes, that's good.
Yes.
Well, sometimes people can have a positive, but I think like with my husband, Jamie, he's had a positive influence on me, I think, but probably in a way that he regrets because he's a questioner. And so as an upholder, I readily meet outer and inner expectations. And so if he in the past asked me to do things, often I would just do them kind of like without asking any questions. But I've learned from his example that you can say, huh, why would I do that? And so I think he may regret that I'm a little bit more questionary.
Interesting.
His influence has been helpful, but maybe for him, he might have liked it better when I was just more unthinkingly doing what he asked me to do. And another way I think that partners influence each other is kind of their unspoken assumptions about what things people do or don't do. Like, do people always put on their seatbelt when they get into a car? Is that just something that you do or don't do? You start picking that up. Do you see each other picking up that kind of thing, other kinds of influences?
Yeah, definitely. Like, we both really prioritize going to events at our kids' schools.
Oh, yeah.
Which is sometimes uncommon in our job, but I just assume Liz is going to go to whatever Jack has at school. And I know that she assumes I'm going to go to whatever Violet has. We don't pressure each other in any way to sort of pull back from our parenting responsibilities.
That is an advantage of being a team in the first place, is that we can cover for each other and support each other in that way. And then also sort of psychologically support each other, because you can feel pressure in a, you know, when you're in a competitive career and you're very ambitious, it can be easy to let certain things go. So I think we do have a positive influence on each other of reminding each other what's important. And we have the ability to do that because we can cover for each other in a way that's much harder if you don't have a partner.
Well, I mean, I think that's the big lesson, is that if you have a partner in whatever aspect of life that is, you want someone who is going to be a good influence, because in one way or another, that person is going to influence you. So you want to think about, well, how does that person influence me? If there's negative influences, maybe I want to mindfully interrupt that or try to bring in other influences. And if that person's a positive influence, to recognize it. But to realize we are very influenced by the people around us, and the closer they are, the bigger the influence. And so think about, are the people around me having a good influence?
And if they're not, what can I do about it?
So it's a good thing to ask yourself. If you're trying to know yourself better, you have to think about how other people are banging up against you as you go through the day.
And you want to be a good influence on them too.
Right. Exactly.
Coming up, demerits and Hollywood stars. But first, a word from our sponsor. Gretch, I love eating sandwiches, like a grilled cheese or a peanut butter sandwich is my ideal lunch, but I'm very aware of my carb intake, so oftentimes I avoid sandwiches. Luckily, Hero Bread has remade carby, empty-calorie bread products into fluffy, delicious versions that include no net carbs, 0 grams of sugar, and fewer calories. Plus, it has protein and fiber. I have been using it to make grilled cheeses, and I use their tortillas to make a cheese quesadilla, and I am in heaven.
Hero Bread tastes great, has a terrific texture, and helps you meet your nutrition goals. Don't give up being a breadhead. Hero Bread is offering 10% off your order. Go to hero.co and use happier at checkout. That's happier at hero.co.
Okay, Gretchen, it's time for demerits and our Hollywood stars, and you are up with a demerit.
So this is something that I've done in the past, and I know better, which is
I had this little giftie for you. Not a big thing, but this little thing, and I was going to bring it from home. And it was the kind of thing where I thought, it's so clear to me that I want to pack it. It's so obvious to me. It's so uppermost in my mind that I want to stick it in my suitcase. I don't need to make a note of it. I don't need to put it out next to the suitcase or go ahead and pack it in the suitcase early so that I don't forget. Because it's so obvious to me that I want to do it. I don't need a reminder. So what did I do?
I forgot it.
I forgot. And so I'm just kicking myself because it would have been just like the simplest thing to just stick it in there. And I just, it was just this false sense of confidence in myself that I would remember lulled me into forgetting.
I will say you have a lot going on. Your book, The Four Tendencies, came out very recently. You've been traveling. You've been doing events. Your daughter just left for college. You have a lot going on. So yes, you should have noted it down, but I forgive you for forgetting my gift. And I would say mail it, but that's not easy. So I could always just get it next time I'm in New York.
I think you may be getting a little something extra in your Christmas stocking this year. I'm going to put it in the Kansas City pile the minute I get home.
Okay, great.
Okay, so now the gold star. What's your goal? Or your Hollywood star. What's your Hollywood star for this week?
Well, my Hollywood star is actually very un-Hollywood. I want to give a gold star to all of the stay-at-home moms at Jack's school who bear a lot of the burden of volunteering and doing things for the school, which isn't to say working moms don't do a lot. We all volunteer. We all do a lot as well. But the stay-at-home moms really do take on a lot. And I just so appreciate that they, you know, just step up, because there's a lot of times when I just, as much as I might want to be there, and as I said, as we were discussing in the Know Yourself Better, I definitely try to be there as much as I can. It's just not at the same level.
Right.
And so I love it because also there is not a culture of making people feel bad for working at Jack's school. You know, I think sometimes you hear about a lot of judging and shaming of moms who work, and none of that goes on. Mm-hmm. Everyone's very supportive. So I just want to give a gold star to all those moms for pulling their weight and doing so much.
Oh, that's a great gold star. Yes.
Yes. So I'm not Hollywood-y, but, you know, Hollywood has real people too.
And that's it for this episode of Happier, a very special episode on location on the Disney lot. Remember to try this at home. Consider convenience. Let us know what you made more convenient and if it worked for you. Now, remember, we've got another very special episode coming up, episode 140, and we're going to feature examples of people who knew the right thing to say. So if you know the right thing to say in a tricky situation, if somebody said the right thing to you, or if somebody said the wrong thing to you, let us know. We want to highlight the right things to say and the wrong things to say.
Thank you to today's producers, Kristen Meinzer and Jennifer Lai. Also, thanks to Shara Morris, who was here on the Disney lot with us.
Yay!
Thanks, as always, to Andy Bowers of Panoply. And of course, Gretch, a big thanks to my writing partner, Sarah Fain, for joining us.
Yes.
Get in touch. Gretchen's on Twitter at Gretchen Rubin, and I'm at Elizabeth Kraft. Our email address is podcast@GretchenRubin.com.
If you like the show, please be sure to tell a friend and subscribe to us on iTunes. This week, the resources I wanted to remind you about is, well, first of all, it is so fun on my book tour that so many people tell me that they like the Moment of Happiness newsletter. This is when every day for free, I send out a great quotation about happiness or human nature. It is so much fun for me to put this together. So if you love great quotations, you can sign up for the newsletter. I'll put a link in the show notes. And it's so much fun to meet so many super fans. So many people come up to me and say, like, I'm a super fan. So I will put up a link. So if you feel like signing up to be a super fan, and every once in a while I'll send you like a little bonus or ask you for a small favor, I'll put the sign up link in the show notes.
Until next week, I'm Elizabeth Kraft.
And I'm Gretchen Rubin. Thanks for joining us. Onward and upward.